Following on that, you know, relationships and sexual relationship, all of that, you know, if I see myself saying, oh, sex is happening, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, yes, new relationship is happening, but I feel, and that's the concept, I know, that there is the need of, for some passion. You know, if you want a relationship or sexual relationship to work out, you need to get involved, to get engaged with passion. And then there is a thought behind the passion. So I'm just wondering about whether a relationship and whatever is just a hindrance towards looking for the truth inside myself, or it can be a help. And I don't know if you're, from your own experience you can help me with that. I'm married at the moment, and my partner is on the same spiritual path, uh-huh, Advaita, and so we bounce ideas with each other, which, yeah, is great. But I'm just wondering about, you know, whether relationship is helpful, and
Okay, I'm interested in one thing you said there, just to pick up one little thing before we look at the actual question. You said, if I want the relationship to happen, then I have to work at whatever.
Passion.
If you want,
not to work at it. I need to be passionate.
Yes,
not to work at it, but
yes, okay.
I need to be passionate.
Okay, that's the desire I'd be,
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
If you have that desire, okay, now we're going into the big quagmire of trouble. If a relationship comes, a relationship comes. If it's passionate, it's passionate. If it's not, it's not. I'm not saying don't work at it. Working at it will happen.
Right.
But where is there desire for it to be a certain way?
It's true.
That's,
yeah,
where you lose your ground. That's where the I gets fat.
Yeah.
And the motivation of an I is in the relationship.
Yeah, I have a concept that a relationship without passion is not worthwhile. Have a strong belief.
Yeah.
So
what's so special about passion? Is it a thing that makes you feel alive? Is it the same?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's what it is. Yeah, so desire, always coming back to the same old friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A desire to have a passionate relationship, then.
Yes. It's the desire that makes the I alive, you know?
Yeah.
There's always desire. If the I is there, there's desire somewhere. And your actions and things might be the very same. Your influence, your energy, your input into the relationship may be the very same without the desire. Mm. It's just the I part, you know, that, and a density comes with that then, because there's either a win or lose now. But, you know, passion, let that be seen that it's overrated too.
You think so?
Yeah, at a certain point it's not good enough either. Mm. Every experience is a shortchanging at some point. Every experience will be a letdown. Because it's over too fast, you know, the rush of passion or whatever the experience is. It's over too fast, or it's not deep enough, or it just doesn't cut it, you know. Or even let it be seen that it's just a construct of concepts, you know. It's just a construct of concepts, that's all it is. It's just a little, it's nothing. It's not real enough, you know. Intimacy itself is a concept, it's only a concept. It must be believed to be nice in order to experience it. You have to believe a thought in order to have an experience. You've set it up yourself.
It's sadly true.
I remember Star Trek used to be on when I was a child. There was a series, you know. And there was one of the astronauts, or whatever you call those, the main team. He was an African-American guy who you never saw his eyes. He had some kind of a grid. Do you remember this series of Star Trek like 30 years ago or something? And he had this kind of grid thing over his eyes, and he was interested in somebody else on the spaceship. And he wanted to take her on a date. So what they did was they wrote a computer program, because where could they go? They're on a spaceship. So they wrote a computer program where they went in, and it was virtual reality now, of course, mm-hmm. we can do it, you know, but this was wild at the time, of course. And he took her to this beach, and there was a violinist on the beach, and she just said, this is not real, this is no good, I can't have a relationship with you like this, because it's not real, and what you think is pleasurable is not real. And she left, you know. And something in this format. Uh-oh. How do I know? I don't know if this isn't real. Mm-hmm. This could be a computer program too.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know? How do I know? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And there it stayed, you know, for another 20 years until it could crack another bit, you know? So, it's like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Intimacy, passion. How do you know it's real? You've just taken it to be an experience that you like.
Yeah.
Let it break down. Mm-hmm. But you must be prepared to lose it in order to get that distance from it. In other words, not have the attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're attached to those things and you believe they give you pleasure, well, the story will keep running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let go of everything. Including passion, intimacy.
What's yeah.
left? Nothing left.
Nothing. Nothing. And the freedom. Of it all going, you know. The I says, oh, poor me. Yeah. I have to lose everything. The I, who's losing anything, is a dream. The I doesn't exist. The I isn't real. Mm.